commercial free, and we have this really cool experience for you. Dinner's going to be on us. It's going to be on the Brett Magus Show. We're going to get you hooked up with dinner no matter what. And then by the end of the week, somebody's going to win a pair of tickets to Hamilton, which is like impossible to score. One of the coolest Broadway shows. AB goes to New York all the time to see Broadway shows. Never even gotten a chance to see it.
Yeah, she's like foaming at the mouth thinking about this experience.
Coming to the Fabulous Fox at the end of August, and this is going to be your opportunity to see it. But tickets are hard to come by. But Aaron, we're going to get you a chance to win these Hamilton tickets, okay?
All right.
Aaron, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone to keep that radio turned down? What actor won a Tony Award for their portrayal of Aaron Burr in Hamilton?
Leslie Odom Jr.
Didn't even hesitate. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. We want the true Hamilton fans to be in there. So now you've got dinner on us, and then we're going to make sure you are one of those people that gets a chance to win Hamilton tickets when we choose a winner on Friday, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
Damn, she didn't even stutter. No, she knew. Oh,
she didn't even mess around. That's how it is. Same time tomorrow, same kind of game. We're going to ask you a quick question so we make sure you're a Hamilton fan. We want the biggest fans to be at this awesome, awesome show, and dinner will be on us. Let's jump into all the entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
As much as I'm dreading it and not looking forward to it, the rest of America is going to be happy in a couple weeks because the college football season is about to kick off on August 24th, so it's coming right up. And none other than Jelly Roll is going to be a part of it this year. He literally has his hands involved in everything, but he's going to be involved in college football this year because he's going to be doing ESPN's lead-in anthem this year. He has a new song, and it's going to be called Get By.
I light every bridge I see, yeah, just to watch it burn. If you've seen all the hell I've seen, it make your stomach turn. I think you know it.
So that is Jelly Roll's new hype song for the football season. ESPN posted that little like teaser on Twitter and said that Jelly will have you hyped this season. And if you want a longer version of that song, Jelly Roll did post it on his page too. So yeah, he's Mr. Football now. He's Mr. Capitol Hill. He's doing it all.
I love it. I think he's like the perfect guy to kick off college football. Kind of has that cool like rock and roll meets country vibe, and that's a perfect for I feel like the football vibe.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
So I witnessed something this weekend that I feel like I've never really truly witnessed the same way I witnessed this weekend, and I feel like, kind of feel like I regret not doing more in that situation. I'll tell you what happened, and you tell me if I should have stepped up and done more in terms of action in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Walt Disney Company honored 14 new Disney legends at their D23 event. So D23, the best way I could describe it is like the ultimate It Club Hall of Fame, highest reigning title you can get at Disney. And Disney CEO Bob Iger describes it as the Disney Legends Award and how it's the absolute highest honor that their company bestows. There's only 318 people who have ever gotten this title and inclusion. And that might kind of sound like a lot, but when you think about every single person that's involved in Disney, who's ever been involved in Disney, producer, actor, all those things, 318 people, that is a very, very, very select few. So they just had their 2024 like initiation thing, and some of the honorees this year include Angela Bassett, Jamie Lee Curtis, Harrison Ford, Miley Cyrus, and others. There was only 14 that were included this year. So my personal favorite moment was when Miley Cyrus accepted her award this year and thanked her past role, Hannah Montana.
I stand here still proud to have been Hannah Montana. This award is dedicated to Hannah and all of her amazing, loyal fans, and to everyone who has made my dream a reality. To quote the legend herself, this is the life.
I mean, that just gives me goosebumps. How amazing. And I think it really shows even more right now because Hannah Montana was like a phase in Miley's life. You know, she grew up with it. That was like one of her first big breaks. Her dad was really involved in all that. He was involved in the show, involved in her career at that time. And we obviously know they have a very like puzzled relationship right now. So the fact that she can still look back on that and be thankful for that time in her life, I feel like is really, really special. And obviously it is such an honor to be a D23. And also this year, it's the first time that the ceremony is available to now stream on Disney Plus as well, if you want to see other people accept their awards as well.
I think Miley's story is so cool.
It is so cool.
Because we've heard a lot of those Disney stars and the world they've lived in and those young stars in the world and the path they end up taking, and it really seemed like Miley was going to take one of those.
Yes.
And she was just, you know, big into partying. We had the Bangers tour. She was the tongue sticking out, twerking at the VMAs. And now it's like Miley is like, look, I went through my party stage and now I'm a mature adult and I went through a really bad divorce, but I'm a stronger woman. It's just like everything about Miley just seems screams empowerment. It screams like I went through some crap and I got out of it. Yeah. And that's what we all can relate to. Sometimes I think we look at these stars and it's like, the whole world's given to you. And I think that's one of the problems with Disney stars. The whole world's given to them.
Yeah.
And then they don't really know how to get out of some stuff. Miley's like, I'll show you how to get out of some stuff.
And
that's
she
cool.
can look back and be completely thankful for her past, even though it did ultimately lead her into that darker time. She's like, you know what? I'm thankful that it happened. We're thankful it happened too. I'm really happy for her being included in the D23. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. Something's got